context.
Well, as you know, I represent the Restaurant Association, so we're pleased with that piece. But, and I'm also very pleased at the mayor's emphasis on the convention business, which is the hotel and restaurant's concern, is that we solve this problem. It has to be solved. To that degree, I'm very appreciative of his comments today. Still a little worried about having the highest hotel tax in the country. I've said that all along. You know, I worry about the effect on rates. You just heard a little bit about that. But I think the hotels are willing to participate, and I think that's something that, you know, you heard today from Phil, and we've heard consistently from other hotels. And so the package is, you know, is going to, you know, be probably include hotels in some way at this point, even though it's going to be an increase.
What about the alcohol tax? Because certainly restaurants, you know, will be affected.
Well, surely. I think the problem with the alcohol tax is that the current alcohol tax is an excise tax, and I don't know how and it's collected at the wholesale level. I don't know how you administer one county as opposed, you know, when wholesalers sell to people that do business in more than one county. I don't know how they administer that, and I think you need to ask the alcohol industry that question, because I know they've told me that it would be very difficult for them to administer.
What about just the fact that it could go up, double in Marion County, but not in surrounding?
Well, clearly that increases prices at restaurants and package stores and every place else that sells liquor store in this community, and that's a concern to those retailers as well. I think you're going to hear from the industry that it's not just the increase in the tax itself, that'll get magnified as it works its way through the system. So.
What about the whole thing about the mayor talked about sunsetting, you know, maybe some of these provisions, this is what they'll do, at least in the short run, that once the NBA renegotiates, once the convention center gets up and running.
That makes some sense. I think some kind of, I'm always leery of sunsetting because you know, the original tax was sunsetted too, and it never went away. My concern is when they sunset that they don't actually ever get sunsetted. But if they would do that, if they would actually honor it, and set a sunset, let's say the end of 2011 or something of that nature, then I think maybe it would be more attractive.
There's also some talk about if the food and beverage, but alcohol tax goes up in Marion County, and this is a statewide option that other surrounding counties may see. Hey, no. There's revenue to be gained, and sort of follow Marion County's lead.
Well, I think that's always a danger, is that once you start going to that well, people want to keep going back to it. That's been part of the problem with using hospitality taxes to fund the stadiums. Very few communities actually use hospitality taxes to fund stadiums, and we keep going back to that same well time after time.
Thanks, sir.